boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Taylor, don't quit radio.
I got nothing else going for me, so.
I'll tell you this, you could not be a photographer.
You know what? I think that was the first job I ever wanted to have. Like in fifth grade, we had to write a book or something.
And you wrote that?
Yeah, I really wanted to be a photographer.
Thank God you didn't become one.
Yeah, it's not my thing, really.
Let me paint you a picture of how awkward Taylor is at being a photographer.
It's not good.
Because today you had to take new pictures of, we have two new salespeople.
Yes.
And you had to take their photos. So I missed the first person that you took their photo. So I didn't get to see how awkward you were with them.
Yeah.
But the other one, I was in the room for.
Right.
And it was like watching a circus.
Okay, here's the thing. I will say, I'm not really into like the Instagram photo shoots the way that I was back in college. I was a good hype woman for people that I'm comfortable with. Like, oh, slay, diva, you look great. Oh my God.
You would say that to them as you're taking their photo?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I would give direction like, you know, like pop the hip a little more. Like, but that's with people that I like know really well. With people I don't know what to do.
Okay, first off, we start with this guy, and you're like, all right, well, if you could back up against the wall and put your hands.
I didn't say put your hands.
I swear to God you did, but you were like, if you could back up against the wall, and I'm like, what, are you arresting him?
It did sound like that in hindsight.
I really thought we were going from a photo shoot to Taylor was arresting this man.
All right.
And then he was like, okay, so do I smile? And what'd you say?
I said, yeah, like you're gonna sell something. You know, I don't know anything about sales, clearly not something I've done, but I'm like, yeah,
like you're gonna sell something.
You're gonna sell something. You want, like, I feel like salespeople have like so much charisma. let's channel that energy in your photo.
I wanted you to be like, okay, on the count of three, say sales.
On the count of three, say cha-ching.
That would have been so good.
I should have been a motivational speaker. Now that's a journey I will go down.
No.
Maybe not. I about had a full-blown heart attack earlier today.
Why?
I was doing my normal work. Now, it sounds like I wasn't because I was on Facebook.
But that is her job.
I have to be on Facebook for my job, believe it or not. And as I was like going through my daily duties and such, I got kicked out of Facebook.
Just as you were already on there?
Yes. I was in the middle of something, like working on a post. And then it goes, you've been signed out. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Immediately, I would think you're getting hacked.
Well, I didn't think that quite yet. I got there. Don't you worry. But I was like, okay, maybe like the browser or something's up. I don't know. I don't work in IT. I don't know any of this. But then I go to log in again, and it says my password is incorrect. I haven't changed my password in quite some time, to be honest with you. Maybe I should, but I was like, uh-oh, that's weird. Let me try on my phone. Then the Facebook app was acting up, like freezing, and then I got kicked out of there too. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening to me. Somebody has hacked my Facebook. And this is, I knock on wood, okay? I've never been hacked. I've seen a lot of people from high school posting like, hey, don't accept any messages from me because I've been hacked. But it's never happened to me. So I immediately was like, oh my God, what do? I don't even know, who do I call? Do I call my mom? Have I been hacked on Facebook? I have no idea what to do. I don't want people getting like scammy messages from me. Luckily, my first thought was to Google Facebook outage to see maybe somebody else is going through this. Luckily enough, Meta was having an outage earlier. So if you also got kicked out, don't worry. I don't think you got hacked.
The only thing I saw was that my post, like the post, like if somebody posted a picture or a video, I couldn't see it.
Yeah, nothing was loading. Mm-hmm. And then for whatever reason, I got completely booted out. And then it was acting like I was putting in my wrong password. And that's why I was like, oh no. People are going to get messages from me being like, you won't believe what you were doing in this video.
Click the link.
Click the link here. Don't click the link.
And I would have. Coming from you, I probably would have clicked the link.
I'm going to send you something now just to see what happens.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love this time of year because it can be a lot of fun with the holidays. It can also be extremely stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this unspoken like language when you're out shopping around, I feel like now until Christmas, where you can tell if somebody's in the aisle fighting for their life. And you're like, I see you. I feel you. I am you. Okay. It's just like universal across the board. Everybody's a little bit stressed and like excited for the holidays to come and go. And I want to talk about a study about some of the hard parts about the holidays. What we're really stressing out about. So on average, Americans will experience a total of 16 different headaches or holiday challenges.
Wow.
I feel like 16 is kind of low. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking here?
Like 16 things that like are a bump in the road for your present giving?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Right now I've been doing fine. I haven't started your handmade Christmas at all. And it's more like I just start panicking every time I think about it.
You're procrastinating because you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, here's some of the top reasons why we stress during the holidays. The number one thing is actually a tie. It's that you really want your gift to be a surprise for whoever is receiving it. You really want to like make sure that they're going to be wowed by it. Or it's the limbo of being like, do I just ask them and buy it? Or do I ask them, can you send me something that you want? Like, be specific for me.
Yeah, that's seriously with like neighbor man. I think he knows pretty much every single gift he's getting because I'm like, I just want to make sure this is really what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend the money on it.
Right.
I don't want to surprise him and he hates it.
Well, yeah. And that, how awkward to open something and be like, oh my God, I can tell you don't like it.
Yeah.
Some other headaches that we'll be experiencing this holiday season is budgeting for gifts. Obviously, it's expensive. Keeping presents a secret.
You got a
hard time with that. And then even finding time to wrap gifts.
I have wrapped two.
I haven't wrapped any. I like to do it all once.
Those are the only ones I have so far.
Oh, so you're doing it as you go.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good for you.
How about you? You should got another.
I haven't wrapped anything.
Yeah, I knew it.
I don't have any boxes yet. I'm waiting for the next Amazon.
That's the excuse.
And then the last thing is that average Americans are going to spend about 9 hours choosing a gift for the person who's most difficult to shop for. So everybody has that one person that you're like, I never know what to buy you. And on average, people spend 9 hours trying to figure out what to get that person.
Honestly, that's probably 9 hours is how long I'm going to sit and debate whether or not I still want to do the same gift for you or go a whole complete
different. Why am I the hardest one?
Because it's because we're doing handmade Christmas and I'm freaking out about it.
Oh, well, I'm not supposed to be at the top of
your list.
And
it was my idea.
You signed up for this.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
My cat Mochi has been, well, misbehaving. I told you even earlier this week that he ate an ornament, one of our handmade ornaments.
Made out of popsicle sticks.
Mm-hmm. I also told you he was starting to try. He wasn't that successful, but he did nibble a couple bites, I guess, of a sponge
out of
the sink.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Mochi for you. But what you don't know when listening, but I have told Taylor 1,000 times that he loves to try to run out the door when you come home.
And that gives me so much anxiety.
Oh, me too, honey.
Cats are so hard to catch.
I know. Well, last night, me and neighbor man came home. Both of our hands are full. Our entire hands are full. We can't see. It's really late at night. And Mochi gets right in between our legs and goes darting out the door.
Oh, God.
And so he goes underneath the porch, which sounds fine and easy to grab him. And it was. However, what you need to know what's under the porch is a lot of dirt and let's just say raccoon and other kitty cats' bathroom.
Nasty.
So it's very nasty underneath the porch. He rolled around and all.
Oh, my God.
So for the first time ever, Mr. Mochi got a bath.
Tell me about it.
Oh, Taylor, I knew you would love this because you're going to enjoy it for your...
Well, I know cats don't like baths.
No, well, you know what's funny is he actually does kind of like water. I think I've told you before that he's like, I've been like showering and he's like trying to get in.
Yeah.
So I thought he would enjoy a nice little bath time. And I was ready for this moment because I was like, you know what? This is going to teach you a lesson. Stop running out that door because you're going to get a bath.
He's not going to learn, but good thought.
Not going to learn at all. So it started really great. I'm not going to lie. At first, he was liking it. I was like, oh, crap. It's not going to teach you a lesson at all. Oh, my God. It wasn't until I added some soap and then we really started sudsing things up that he did not like it. Mm. And I lost control of him.
Oh, God.
And he was going to jump out of the tub. I was in the tub with him standing up. He was going to jump out of the tub. So I tried to grab him. However, then he started to climb up me like I was, I don't know, a tower of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Well, he got stuck on my thigh. And I'm going to tell you right now, it felt like his claw, the entire thing was in my skin, Taylor, was in my skin. I have never screamed so loud in my entire life. I was like, neighbor man, I need you now. Get this cat out of my skin.
Oh, my God.
Well, then here's.
It keeps getting worse.
Oh, it does. Okay. So then he was already in the bathroom because he knew this wasn't going to go well. So he comes in and he's trying to get Mochi off of my really out of my skin. However, I'm not paying attention to where the hose is.
Oh my God. Dear God. This is too much.
So now I'm spraying him in the eyes and in his face because I'm not paying
attention. The cat?
No, neighbor man. Oh my. I'm spraying him in the face. He's like, oh God, stop it. I can't see. And then I'm getting it all over the walls because I've got a cat in my thigh right now, okay? And I'm trying to get the cat out of my thigh. I'm also trying to pay attention to where the hose is at. It was a mess. Finally, he turns the water off. This cat is just dangling from my thigh.
Oh.
Finally, we got him out. But let me tell you, do I have a scar?
Dude. I will say I've never given either of my cats a bath, but now I know if I do that, I need to be in like a full hockey suit.
You need to be in a space suit.
Like football pads.
Yeah.
I was so confused and a little frustrated yesterday when I realized I had two packages that said they were delivered on November 29th. However, I never saw them on my porch. I never had them in my mailbox or in the big mailbox in our like neighborhood. Situation. You were convinced that they were stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ha 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 ha. I manifested and I got home last night and they were on my porch.
Nice.
Both of them. So I had filed a claim online. I'm assuming that just went through and they were like, oh yeah, we've been holding on to them. Whoops. And dropped them off. So I was really happy about that because I know I was starting to spiral. Like, do I buy replacements? Do I wait it out? Now I don't have to worry about it. Or do I?
Dun, dun, dun.
I just
thought maybe you wanted me to be dramatic.
That's exactly what I needed.
I've been waiting for that moment.
I was on a high. I was so happy they showed up. And boy, are they crap.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dude.
You tell me whenever you need me to do that again, I will be
okay, you just got to see that look in my eye when I want it. So one of the packages is for my sister. And I had ordered like a really cool vintage crew neck sweatshirt. And I wanted it to be like really oversized and cool. I opened it.
Dun, dun, dun!
Uh-huh. It's not. It's much smaller than I thought it would be. So I'm like, crap. I was so excited about this. I already hyped it up to her. I was like,
oh God.
I'm so excited about what I got you. It's perfect. Blah, blah, blah. I should shut my stupid mouth because now I'm ticked off that it's much smaller than I wanted it to be. That was problem number one. Problem number two, the other package was for my boyfriend, and I thought I found the coolest, like, vintage grandpa, like, golf crew neck sweatshirt. I'm like, this is so him. He's going to love it. This is going to be my big win out of Thriftmas.
Dun, dun, dun!
You got it right. Bad. It's so bad. It also was tiny. Oh. I don't know what kind of shrinking machine they had at the mailroom these were being held at. But it was tiny, and I opened it in my room by myself because I was hiding it from him. I'm like, oh, my God. What do I do? Do I hold on to it and then just preface it on Christmas, like, this might not fit you? Or do I just go give it to him right now?
Yes.
See if it works and then be disappointed. That's what I chose because I didn't want to have a sad Christmas. So I told him, I think this sucks. Would you try it on? If it doesn't work, I guess, sorry, it's not actually for you. And he tried it on and it looked so dweeby. Oh my God. It was like capris on his arms. Like the sleeves were so short. So I was so mad. I'm like, I ruined Christmas. I'm the worst. I have failed. And he was like, well, it was a good idea. It was a good find. I'm like, no, I have to go lay in bed now
and cry.
And I would say order something new, but now I'm scared to order anything else because everything shows up tiny.
Dun, dun, dun!
Exactly.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Nosy Neighbor Part 2.
Oh, dear Lord.
What? I'm sorry. I can see you.
Can I?
The neighborhood lore.
Can I? I'm going to give you a new name.
Me?
Growing up, we had a nosy neighbor right next door. His name was Bob. So now, if we ever have a nosy neighbor, we call him Bob.
So I'm Bob.
This is a Taylor window update with Bob.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. What did you find?
Well, across the street, I can tell, like, this is probably our neighbors. There's a truck with a trailer on it. And on that trailer is a car.
Cool.
I can't tell you what the brand is because I can't see that far.
Right.
Maybe like a Chevy Equinox is what we might be rocking with.
I don't think that's a Chevy Equinox.
What is it?
I had a Chevy Equinox. Does it look like my old car?
No.
Then it's not a Chevy Equinox, honey.
Well, it's white.
Wow, that really narrowed all the cars down.
It's white and it's a little SUV.
Definitely a Ford then. Definitely a Ford.
Hey, I'm saying it could be anything. That's it. There's nothing else happening with it.
That was your Taylor window update with Bob.
That's all. That's all going on in the neighborhood today.
We're pretty positive because it's a white car. It's a Ford.
Probably. This is Bob signing off.
I'll be darned.
Say you're sorry.
I be darned. Taylor was right.
It's a Chevy Equinox.
She was right. She did her Taylor window update, which was just honestly a hot mess express. And she says she sees a car across the street. She thought it was a Chevy Equinox.
And you made fun of me.
And you were correct.
I was. Lady J came in. She immediately walked up to the window. And I'm like, oh, she's here to fact check us.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, it's a Chevy Equinox.
See, you were right the whole time.
I got a high five. And you know what you got out of me? The finger. Mm-hmm.
Tis the season for tidings and good cheer. So, time to find out if that gift idea of yours is jolly or janky. It's those girls in the afternoons, ho, 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 or no, 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 on Z102.9.
You got that person in mind that you're like, I have an idea of what I want to get them for Christmas, but I'm just not sure if it's a good idea or a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have nobody else to talk to. We're here. We'll help. We'll try.
We got you.
So, we actually got a message from a guy named Sam who needs a little bit of help from us.
Hey guys, I needed your opinion on a gift for my girlfriend. Well, she has been complaining about her vacuum a lot recently, and I don't know if it's like a bad idea to like get her cleaning supplies, like it's a bad idea to like buy your girlfriend a treadmill for Christmas. And I just want to upgrade and get her something like really nice.
Well, we definitely want your opinion on this. So basically, is a vacuum a bad idea for your partner? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029 and why you feel that way. I'm going to say good idea.
Whoa.
Here's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been doing a lot of like looking on TikTok. There's tons of people who make gift guides and stuff, especially for people that are hard to shop for. And one thing that I've learned and I've been trying to use for myself is if you don't know what to buy, look around the house, find the most used items and upgrade them. Which he mentioned he wants to get her something nice. I would say if you're going to get something worse quality or the same, maybe not the best Christmas idea. But if you're going to like ball out and get a Dyson or like a fancy little Roomba or something to make her life easier because it's an upgrade, I think that's a good idea.
But don't you think that's like definitely sending a mixed signal? Like you're kind of telling her she needs to clean more a little bit?
I mean, know your partner. If you've been together for like a week, maybe not a great idea. But no, I don't think it is because number one, I think that's something that you would probably never splurge on for yourself. Like I would never be like, I need a new vacuum. I'm really going to spend a lot of money on it. Nobody wants to do that. That's not fun. But getting it as a gift is more fun. And then I don't know. I feel like it's something that is going to make her life easier. And it also shows that you've been paying attention. If she really has been like, God, this vacuum keeps getting clogged. Oh, it's making my life like horrible right now. It's showing that you're listening and you care. And you want to make her
listened.
Life. You make her life easier. Sam called us and asked for some guidance because he is thinking about getting his girlfriend a vacuum for Christmas because she's been complaining about the one that she has. It's not really working right. And he wants to upgrade for her. But he's like, is that a horrible idea? Mm-hmm. Is a vacuum a bad Christmas idea? And you can chime in on your thoughts on this at 319-200-1029. Chris, what do you think?
I'll be real honest with you, and I will say that my ex-wife would tell you no because I've done this once. Don't you ever buy your wife or girlfriend a vacuum cleaner. If you want to get her a vacuum cleaner, give it to her on a random Tuesday in January or something. Mm. Don't do that. Do not do it on Christmas. Get it to her out of the goodness of your heart.
He sounds serious.
Well, 5882 texted in with pretty much the same thing. They said, do not give your partner an appliance type thing. Give it for an everyday gift, not for a holiday or birthday.
So like surprise them out of the blue mm-hmm. with it. Okay.
What I think is I'm really honestly in the middle on this one. I think you need to know your partner.
Well, I hope you do.
If you were dating me or if you like, let's say we're married. This would be a bad gift for me only because I am an overthinker, slightly bit of a sensitive Gus as well. Mm-hmm. And so if you gifted me a vacuum, immediately I'd be like, oh my God, you don't think I keep this house clean enough? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, do you think I'm dirty? Am I not good enough?
Are you dirty?
Like I would start overthinking all these things, especially because that's also not really my chore. That's so that would be a real
well,
red
okay.
flag for
yeah,
me.
That's different.
But even if it was my chore, I'm the type of person who I am. I'm an overthinker on everything.
Okay,
a slightly bit of a sensitive Gus.
Question: let's say he gets you the nice vacuum, and I mean like upgrades,
Dyson.
Cordless Dyson. It's a dream. But then he pairs that with something really sentimental. Maybe not super expensive, but he gives you, I don't know, like a really like mushy gushy card or a framed photo with like a letter or something. So he pairs the vacuum
okay.
with something sweet. What do you think about that?
I mean, I love the frame or the card, but again, I'm still overthinking the vacuum.
Oh my
why
God.
Did I, why did you give me the vacuum? Again, I'm an overthinker. Am I not good enough? Am I not clean enough? Am I not keeping this house clean enough? What's wrong with me? Am I the problem? Do I need to be doing more? Clearly, I say I have problems.
Like, do you have crumbs in your bed, or what are we talking? I'm glad Sam called in for some help on his Christmas shopping because this has turned out to be a hot button issue.
Oh yeah.
He wants to know: is it a bad idea to get your partner a vacuum for Christmas? You can call and chime in at 319-200-1029 because he's thinking about doing it for his girlfriend. Adam, what do you think?
No, I was just talking to my wife the other day, and she says it was the best present I ever gave her, actually, was a stick vacuum.
Now, was that something that, like, you got hints that maybe she wanted a new one, or you just went out of your way and were like, I'm going to upgrade this for her?
I went out of my way for it, actually. She likes a clean house, and I had gotten her two Roombas prior to that she loved. But the stick vacuum, that was actually better than the either one, really.
I love that. I love that you're paying attention to things.
No, really. She loves it. And you got to, it's all in how you frame it. You're giving them the gift of time. If they have, you know, less cleaning to do on their own, then you're really giving them free time to spend with you later.
Look at that. You have thought this
That's
through.
That's genius.
You got to think it through.
Definitely an instance that he knew his girl and he knew that was going to be a success.
100%.
But that might not be the case for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know from you, what do you think on this?
Yeah, we'd love to hear you chime in. Is it a bad idea to gift your partner a vacuum this holiday season? Because that's what Sam's asking us, and he needs your help.
He needs more guidance before he pulls the trigger on this gift.
100%. So let us know what your thoughts are. 319-200-1029. Let's help Sam out this holiday season with his question, is it a bad idea to gift your partner a vacuum? You can let us know at 319-200-1029.
Tanya, what do you think?
Absolutely, but however, I would say this, all fair is in love and war, so if for some reason my husband chose to get me a vacuum, I would gladly get him a mop.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, Yeah, but I would think that there should be more thought into getting your wife or significant other something else besides a vacuum.
Fair enough. You could be opening a can of worms. Mm-hmm. You get me a vacuum, I'll get you deodorant. I don't know. Or a drill. I don't know. Is that kind of the same?
You know, I think they want a drill. I probably would. I don't know.
You should not
be trusted with a drill.
Never. Nope. Jerry, what do you think? Is a vacuum a bad idea?
It is a terrible idea, but here's how people should think about it. If a guy wants to give that vacuum to his spouse or girlfriend, would he be okay getting the vacuum? Because it doesn't mean the woman has to be the only one cleaning.
100%. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to use it too. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if he would be offended getting it, why would he think it's okay to give it to her?
I mean, yeah, that's a good way that Sam could put it, because every relationship is different.
100%.
You got to think, well, would I be mad if she gave this to me?
Mm-hmm.
Would I?
And
be
if the
thinking?
Answer is yes, move on.
Maybe find a new idea. Chad, what do you think about this?
Absolutely not. Best gift I've ever been given was a vacuum. It's the best little sucker upper thing. It's got the extension and a little swivel head, and it empties out and it's cordless. Oh my gosh, I just want to have it like strapped to my like side everywhere I go. And it's great for picking up kitty litter stuff. I'm using it right now.
Does Chad work for Dyson?
I think he does.
That was the best promo
they
ever.
They were like, Chad, call now. Promote Dyson.
Sam has to buy our vacuum.
Sometimes it's embarrassing to be in the same room with you.
Oh, my God.
But let me explain what Taylor just did, and it was absolutely embarrassing. So what you need to know.
Right, you don't really need to know, but now you get to know.
Is that there's some other duties as assigned while we're on the air, okay?
Believe it or not, we don't just sit here and pick our noses.
Wait, pick our nose? Are you picking your nose?
No,
there?
I saw you doing it.
I was not doing it.
Anyways.
You can pick who you think picks their nose, but moving on. We have other duties as assigned. One of those things that we have to do is we call two numbers, actually. It's for our transmitter. What a transmitter is, more, I'm going to sum it up to the best of my ability. It's where our tower is that puts us on your little radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to call one to make sure it's facing the right way. It tells us, like, what angle the tower is facing. And it also tells you what is the temperature of the room. Because if it was hot, that's bad.
Bad.
If it's cold, that's really bad.
So here's the thing. We do this every day. Me and Destiny just switch off doing it. Today was my...
It's her duty today.
My day of custody. But we call and it's an automated like Siri
woman
type thing.
I don't like her. She's and mean.
Oh, beef. But oh. You like type in numbers and she spits numbers out back to you. Boring stuff, whatever. But it's the same Siri woman every time that says, hello. I know her voice, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was just going to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I messed up bad, okay?
How'd you mess it up?
So I just go to my like recent calls on my phone because I do this every other day. So I just...
And who else is she calling?
I'm like, I don't want to type in the number. I know it starts with 393. So I just click that one. I clicked that and suddenly I get, hi, this is your car dealership. How can I help you? What? And I had just called my car dealership like a day or two ago because I got a recall on my car. Nobody cares about that. I had just called them. So it was in my recent call log and their number also starts with 393.
And what did she do?
I hung up. I panicked.
Instead of being like, oh, hi, car dealership. I didn't mean to call you.
How embarrassing.
No, that would have been better than you just to hang up
on
them. I hung up
and then I went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What did I just do?
I hope they have caller ID and they're typing up your phone number now and be like, oh, she's a doofus.
I already sound like a doofus when I call them regularly. Now I got a track record of sounding stupid when I call, being like, I don't know what's wrong with my car. And now calling and hanging up because I got nervous.
I just want to let you know that, like, I've worked in businesses before. We put notes on people and they're going to put notes that you're a doofus. Like,
I
doofus can't describe cars at all. Also, hangs up when she calls because she
I'm so scared. I can't do
it
anymore.
And they probably don't even have your name. They probably just put you as doofus when you call. So they're like, oh, doofus is calling.
I deserve it. Last time I was there, they were calling me Miss my last name. Next time it's going to be Miss Dummy. And I deserve it.
I got to do it. I've got to sound the alarm. Woo woo. Oh, woo woo.
I don't know if that was urgent enough.
Do you need me to be more urgent?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, wow! Oh, wow, wow!
Thank you. That's the energy.
What the people next door think is happening. God.
Like, really? We want to move desks. This is an emergency, though. I'm sorry to everybody outside the window, but we have to sound the alarm because Stuff the Wagon is about to wrap up.
It's done. After Monday, done-a-roo. Well, we do Monday, but then it's done.
Well, yeah. You got one more stop, but then that's it. Then we're taking our donations over to Cedar Valley Humane Society.
So Monday is your last chance for Stuff the Wagon.
Yep, we will be doing our entire show live from the trunk of the Zuna 2.9 station wagon, 3 till 7 at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is your chance to put your name on Stuff the Wagon. It's not us. It's you. It's 100% you listening. You're behind Stuff the Wagon.
100%. I can't tell you how many of our coworkers have walked by where all the donations are in my office this week and been like, dang, they showed out this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, yeah, it was a busy one. We got one left. I think we can go crazy.
I think we can go nutty.
We're already nutty. This is your chance to be nutty.
Just like us. So we need your help to wow Cedar Valley Humane Society and really help our furry friends this holiday season, because Taylor's been mentioning it a couple times now. It's going to get cold out. They're going to be taking more in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that means the food, the treats, the all the things that they need, the litter, that's going to go by
so quick.
So quick. So we've got to help them out. Cedar Valley Humane Society, all the furry little friends there this holiday season.
Let's stock them up. If you need some ideas on their most needed items or what's on their wish list, you can find it right now at KZIA.com or the free Zuna 2.9 app.
But like I mentioned, oh, whoa.
See you Monday.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I've been seeing this trend on TikTok on what some people are doing for their Christmas gift exchanges this year, whether it be at work. You know, there's like white elephant. Some people do like really silly, goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have stumbled upon my new favorite thing.
Okay.
So what people are doing is they are buying unclaimed mail and giving it as gifts or putting it in stockings as stocking stuffers. So one specific company that I've been seeing all over the place, and I fell down a rabbit hole earlier, it's called Fun Delivered. It's based out of Florida. It's two girls who own it who basically go around and they purchase unclaimed mail, which is stuff that people didn't pick up to the point that they're like, we need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
They go get their hands on it. They don't open the packages, so they have no idea what's in the mail either. You can go on their website and buy anything from like a little mini package, or there's big party-sized boxes, and then obviously the price is different depending on how big it is, probably based on shipping. But they don't know what's in there. It could be something really valuable. It could be something really stupid. And people are exchanging these as like Christmas games, basically, because you don't know what you got them, and they definitely don't know what they're about to open up. And it is insane, some of the stuff that people are opening. I saw a knockoff Chanel bag.
Nice.
I saw like a human-sized Bowser suit from Super Mario. Bowser's okay. Like the turtle. There's been like a huge lot of fake IDs that somebody opened.
Who's ordering that many fake IDs?
You know, college kids probably. I saw somebody opened lingerie, followed by like a very raunchy item that I cannot even describe further than that. It was nasty is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person said that they got a blanket. Like, you know those blankets you can get a photo printed on?
Mm-hmm.
They opened that and it was some like bearded guy, his partner, and a baby with a message on it that says, Happy Mother's Day, Tiffy. And she said, it's her daughter's favorite blanket now. She sleeps with it every night.
That's creepy.
Some strange family. So now I'm like, I kind of want to order something from here and just see what I get.
I wonder. Well, I wonder if like, I don't know if there's any rule at like the post office, what they do.
Well, they want to get rid of it because it's been that long unclaimed.
Because I know I have a package I haven't claimed, and I'm sure I don't know what they've done with it. I have a subscription to a toothpaste company, and they send me a toothpaste and like my tooth head every 3 months when you're supposed to replace it or whatever. And I haven't claimed it yet. So someone might be getting that for Christmas.
You better get
it soon. That's a good one.
Or it's going to end up in somebody's stocking.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm challenging you and I, Taylor, to help somebody with their resume, and we have no right to be doing that.
Who asked you?
Neighbor man.
Okay.
Let me explain. The Cedar Rapids Fire Department posted this morning around 8:45 a.m. They said, you've had a chance to meet this year's rookies over the last week. They've been, I guess, shouting them out on their Facebook page.
Cool.
And now it's your turn to do the same. We're hiring. Our application window closes on December 20th, so time is running out. If you know someone who would be a great firefighter, be sure you tag them here and share the message with them. Apply today.
So, wait. You're saying you want to comment and you want to tag
them? No, we're
him.
Not going to tag them. They're just saying tag them, and then they give you a link to actually like apply or whatever.
Okay.
And I told Neighbor Man, I was like, this is what you're going to school for. Like, you are going to school to be an EMT. You're graduating in like a week or two. This is literally a sign. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we got to do it. This weekend, we have got to get you to apply for the Cedar Rapids Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, but I don't have a resume. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have a resume? And he's like, well, every other job I've had, I've just been like a shoo-in to win, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't need a resume for him.
Especially if you've been working for a while. Yeah. Even if you have one, it's probably way outdated.
And so I'm like, okay, that's our duty. This weekend, we have got to build you a resume. And then I'm like, of course, you need a LinkedIn now. We got to get you a LinkedIn.
Yeah, you got to do all the things.
And he was like, he's like, what's a LinkedIn? I was like, oh, buddy.
Okay, grandpa. What?
He didn't know what a LinkedIn was.
He has clearly not applied for a job in the last.
I know. He's been a shoo-in.
Years.
So we got to help him because I want him to get his dream job of being a firefighter. No pressure, but we got to help
him. Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm the doom dummy. I can't help a man build a resume.
Okay, so what do you...
I don't know. I'll tell you it looks pretty, and then from there, I think you got to do the majority of the work.
Well, if I've learned anything from my father,
yeah,
who knows a whole lot of things about making resumes and stuff.
What'd you learn?
That nowadays, you have to, like, treat yourself like a brand. Like, you are a corporation.
Okay.
So at the top, I believe even at my resume, which is old, I have like a mission statement. You have, you know,
a mission statement.
Oh yeah. I'm serious.
What's your mission statement?
I don't know. I'd have to pull it up, and I don't know where it's at right now. But
your dad totally wrote it.
But it's basic. I feel like I can remember like highly motivated individual looking to use my creative abilities, blah, 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 blah.
What?
A whole bunch of stuff that makes me sound smarter than I am. So he needs a mission statement. So it needs to be something about how he's like motivated and self-starting and he really hates fires.
Well, I guess he wants to hate fires. He really likes to put out fires.
Yeah, because you hate them. They're bad. No fires
and
here.
You are so bad at this.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Taylor.
Shout out Andrew for making that Taylor's version. Finally, I feel like I've proven myself.
I'll make sure to delete that after this week.
I'm going to put a lock on it so that you can't.
Can't ever delete it.
You can't blame me. Last week you did classic Christmas movies turned into trivia questions.
Yep.
And yesterday you're like, I want to do something fun again. And I said, well, duh, why don't you do like Christmas songs?
Turned into trivia questions.
And then you took a nap today and I found a million of them.
Okay, well, quit saying it out loud like I'm going to get fired for it. I did clock out. I want to make that very clear.
She took a nap. So I did the work. So I found another really good question for tonight's Let's Get Quizzical, and I get to be in charge. Haha. Anyways, the question is, what was the first Christmas song to ever mention Santa Claus? What do you think it is?
Girl, I have no idea.
You think Christmas songs, I'm like, don't they all? But I guess they don't.
I don't even know if Mariah Carey's mentioned Santa. Maybe she does. I have no idea.
I don't know the answer.
That one's too late, too. So
it's too, way too long, also.
All right, well, if you got a guess, you could text it to us at 319-200-1029.
The question is, what was the first Christmas song to ever mention Santa Claus? What do you think it is?
Oh, sorry.
She is a rookie.
I don't normally do your part.
You did it yesterday,
and then I sucked at it.
Correct.
Texting your guest to 319-200-1029. 102.9.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Oh my God, it's me, isn't it?
It is.
Hi, it's me, your host of Let's Get Quizzical, not Destiny.
She didn't kill me.
No, and this was actually your idea, I'd like to remind you, because I suggested that we do some trivia based on like classic Christmas songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stumbled upon a gold mine of trivia potential. So I'm taking over, okay? Sorry.
As She's you should.
Literally clenching her entire body.
I really
there.
Am.
Killing her. The question tonight was, what was the first Christmas song to mention Santa Claus? What do you think it is?
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. 1101 said, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down
Santa Claus Lane.
Our budget is low today, okay? I'm singing the songs, baby.
Okay. Nice. Okay, nice. I think you
don't
should.
Don't actually enjoy it.
Rick said Rudolph.
I'm assuming it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah. When does it say
Had
Santa?
A very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him. I'm just trying to think of where Santa is at in that one.
You didn't even say it glows
like a light bulb. And it's coming up, isn't it?
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
It never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer. Nope, I don't know where Santa is.
Does
he
even
one.
Say Santa?
I don't know.
Santa came to say...
Ho, ho, ho.
There we go. We got there. Sorry about that. 12... Wait. It's you. Oh, back to you.
1289 said, Santa baby.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That was great.
You got to be seductive when you sing
You're
that
You're really
one.
Getting into it now.
Thank you. Santa baby. That's all you're
That's
getting.
That's all you know? Okay. We don't want to get too crazy here.
Oh, no.
This is a family program. Gee whiz.
If I go anymore, it's going to be rated R, all right?
Spicy. All right. The question tonight.
You don't know how I feel, okay?
I don't, and I don't wish to know. The question tonight, what was the first Christmas song to ever mention Santa Claus? What do you think it is?
You can text in your guests at 319-200-1029.
And we'll have the answer coming up in about 3 minutes.
And I hope that we have the budget to play that song because I'm tired of singing.
Well, keep your expectations low. I like when you do it.
I don't think anybody does.
It's giving you a purpose this evening.
I don't think a single person will text in and say they like when I sing it because I'm sure it's garbage.
Well, then you need to lie, okay? keep her esteem up. I'm in charge around here.
All because I went home and took a nap today on the... I did not do it on the clock. I almost said I did.
During,
I did not.
You did during work hours.
That's true. But it was off the clock. You could check my timesheet.
Off the clock. And we were talking yesterday about what this week's theme is. Christmas songs into trivia questions is what was decided.
Yeah.
While you were napping, I couldn't stop myself.
She was tip-tap typing away.
I was down a trivia question rabbit hole. So I have another question for you tonight, and that was, what was the first Christmas song to ever mention Santa Claus? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The first ever Christmas song to mention Santa Claus was Up on the Housetop.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus.
There he is. Nice.
You're welcome. That was about as good as our budget's going to be.
So that was written back in... That was beautiful, by the way. Great job.
Thank you.
Written back in 1864 by Benjamin Hanaby.
He did it way better than me, I'm sure.
He was the first one to mention Santa Claus because most of the Christmas songs before that were really religious. But this was the first one to tell the story of St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Santa Claus. And it was inspired by some poem called A Visit from St. Nicholas.
So we cheated?
What do you mean? It was inspired.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe we cheated, which I was going to say, my man Ben, because I cheated in school on algebra and geometry.
You cheated with Ben?
No, I didn't.
That's what I heard.
I do love me a Taylor window update, but today was definitely a weird one because you were spying on our neighbors.
Here's the thing. There's sometimes a lot going out on outside this window. Sometimes I just like to talk about the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Today, for the second day in a row, I was being creepy to our neighbors.
And I am now going to start calling you Bob. And the reason for that is because growing up in my hometown, the next door neighbor would sit outside and just watch the entire mm-hmm. neighborhood. And he would watch us and spy on us. And so we just called him. Well, his real name was Bob. But we just call anybody who's like that, Bob. So if you're creeping on the neighbors, We say, are you being Bob?
And apparently, I was being Bob. But you're not the only one that had something like this. Bridget, what's your story?
We had a nosy neighbor growing up, and we called him Wally.
Oh, my God. Why
and
is that?
The best part was, I have no idea. That's just what my family decided he was called. No idea what his real name was, but he was Wally to us. And the best part was my uncle was a police officer, and he would sometimes come over to our house on lunch break and just kind of hang out with us. And every time he would show up in his patrol car, the neighbor Wally would have his face plastered up against the window.
Oh my
God. The one time we staged an arrest.
Shut up. I was like, he totally thinks something bad's happening at your house.
Oh, constantly. So my dad, my uncle took my dad out in handcuffs and put him in the car.
Yes! That's amazing.
Sat there for a minute. And then he let him back out and they both waved at Wally.
Oh my God.
My God.
That's so funny.
That is gold right there.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.